something now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's my Bob. Okay. I'm the Bennu Bird, the heart soul of Ra, the guide of the gods to the Tuat. Their heart souls come forth upon earth to do what their Bob's leaving the room. He can't face me anymore.
Well, at least he's not standing on your cord. At least he's not standing on your cord. That's what he normally is.
He's so embarrassed by having been with me for 52 years.
Oh, Kevin, go get him. He's going to get the pistol out of the drawer. Don't let him get the 45 gas. He's going to shoot himself. Don't let him do it.
No, but then he'd have to ask me how to use it, so I think I'm...
That's true. Then you have to tell him what the bullets are and where they go and how to pronounce the bullets correctly.
Yeah.
How to back the hammer.
Okay, their heart souls come forth upon earth to do what their cow wished to do, and the heart soul of the Asarzani shall come to do what his cow wisheth to do. Now, what did I miss here by all that distraction? We got a
Nothing. It's the connection of the inside-outside part. You can make a body perfect, but if your soul is rotten, it's not. It's just going to make you live long and rottenly.
Mm-hmm.
You have to clean it up on every side. You have to be able to place, adjudicate the condition, which allows you to live a God-like life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not perfect, but it's God. See, the reason it's God is because God don't take no shit. If that's what God said, then that's what God said. Don't go against God. So even if it's wrong, it's still what God said. No problem.
But it's still not exactly God, because it's God-like.
Well, that's what we're trying to be. This is trying to get them from the dead back to the life, then to God.
Then to God, of course. Awesome. Continuing, and it's a new chapter. The chapter of the headrest, which is to be placed under the head of the Asarzani, whose word is truth. Awake out of thy sufferings, O thou who liest prostrate.
Great.
Awake thou, thy head is in the horizon. I lift thee up, O thou whose word is truth. Ptah hath overthrown thine enemies for thee. Thine enemies have fallen, and they shall never more exist, O Osiris. So,
what key is that?
Well, the enemy's falling. Key 10 is the battle.
Good.
Loose the battle.
That's right. That's how this applies. From that rest condition that puts you in a place where you can basically put a check mark. Good. Check mark. Bad. Check mark. Good. Check mark. Bad.
Uh-huh.
We don't have to kill ourselves. We just want to make that notation.
Got it. PTAH, we've heard that name before, but never in the position of overthrowing. Or is that key 11, the backup?
The backup.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. And continuing on to an appendix. This is from the papyrus of Nebseni, sheet 21. Another chapter of the headrest or pillow, they call it now. Awake out of thy sufferings, O thou who liest prostrate. They, the gods, keep watch over thy head in the horizon. Thou art lifted up. Thy word is truth in respect of the things which have been done by thee. Ta hath cast down headlong thine enemies. This work was ordered to be done for thee. Thou art Horus, the son of Hathor, Nesertet, who giveth back the head after it hath been cut off. Thy head shall not be carried away from thee after. it hath been cut off. Thy head shall be carried away from thee, never, never. Okay, so this is weird.
So, no, it's fine. Here's what's happening. God is saying, okay, we're here to support little man, keep this together, keep it worked out, to get it worked out. But if you happen to get fucked off and dead, then we got to get you from dead back to alive. So you don't have any support. So here's a pillow. Here's a Mike Lindell, my pillow, that will allow you to have support until you get yourself back together. But we're not going to let him drag your head off. And that's why we, for years, have said, bring us the head of Mavis Davis. Remember?
Okay, so he's offering your head support and to protect your head from being cut off. It's just the
And that's
statement.
A good place, and that's a perfectly good place to cut it off. You've been an hour, and you're to the text in the funeral chamber now, which is 60. You got 9 pages. All you got left, Carolyn.
Oh, my God.
Can we do it again and see what we learned?
Let's do a
16-week recap and let Bob say all the words right.
Yeah, I think that would work.
Make him do it 16 weeks. He wouldn't. He'd figure out how to use the gun if he had to do that.
But
y'all see what's happening. Things are starting to build. They're starting to build, meaning that it means something. Meaning that it's something that applies. Meaning that it comes to some position or place.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good to notice that. And you can have questions. It's all good. They might have questions. We don't know. Maybe they don't care. We don't care. We don't care. Do you?
No, I'm afraid not. I just have fun talking
good
to you. Continue.
Yay, that's good, too.
All right. The text in... Bob, what? Are we ending
it
here?
Yeah, that's a good place to stop.
She doesn't even know what Steve said.
Continue
you leave her
abuse.
Alone. If she misspeaks, don't let her not misspeak. If she's not going to misspeak, she might as well speak as long as she wants to. Right? Tell him, Carol.
Where did you end, Carol? Chapter of the headrest?
Never mind.
The text in the funeral chamber, 60.
Yeah, I see that. That's the title. We got to there.
I did 2 whole pages, Bob.
Well, you know, with this talk of the bread of life and all that, I was just thinking, you know, 10 minutes ago, how great this is. And then Ian said it. It's starting to build. I was picking up on it. Even though I wasn't listening to the words, I knew we were picking up to significant meaning.
Oh, Bob.
I mean, this is fantastic stuff.
Let me
bring in a couple of fucking praise Bob. We got to give you a guy a praise Bob.
He couldn't depend on your literal bias. He couldn't depend on your literal bias, Carolyn.
Where did they say wheat and barley? I don't see any wheat and barley. Where did they say that?
Wheat and barley.
What's wheat and barley,
Carolyn? What do we use that for? Do we use wheat and barley, Carolyn? Do we eat that? Yes, Bob, we eat that.
What do you think? Is that Michael? Isn't that incredible, Michael, what we're experiencing here with this ridiculous Book of the Dead that the thugs sang about back in the 60s? That's F-U-G-S, Ed Sanders, and Thule Kufferberg in New York City, the East Coast version of the early Mother's Invention. They sang all kinds of stuff about Ramses II and Book of the
West
Dead.
Town
look
girl.
What we're doing.
Don't forget West Town Girl.
That's
Don't
amazing,
West
Bob.
West Town Girl.
It is amazing,
West
Michael.
Girl, don't forget that, too, Bob.
I wouldn't have put all that in it, but thanks for adding all that, Bob.
You know who I mean, the Fugs and all that, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, no, Ed Sanders, they did a lot of this stuff on their album covers, the Egyptian mythology, in the late 60s.
Yes.
And to think that we are, that it's about us, for fuck's sake. You remember, Carol, when we were with Steve in New York, and... we were talking about the Fugs, the Egyptian Book of the Dead. We never would have fucking imagined it was about our D-cell, for fuck's sake. You have to realize how incredible this is, Michael. And I was thrown for a loop just to fuck up Ion, Michael. But stick with me, Michael. Don't go with Ion's interruption.
Okay.
But,
D-cell.
I mean, I bumped into the Egyptian Book of the Dead a lot back then. I mean, it was with Dave Wurster out there in Seattle, Carol, in 69. We did a bit of the Egyptian Book of the Dead and the Servants Awareness, the courses. But it didn't mean anything, but it was sort of interesting about it, whatever we thought. But now we actually, and it's too bad all these guys are dead. I mean, I think they would appreciate this stuff.
Tully's dead.
Yeah, they would. All of them, the whole gang of them. Wavy Gravy, he's still alive.
They'd probably appreciate themselves more if they knew.
What about Beefheart? Beefheart would, Captain Beefheart.
Yeah,
would.
Oh, Beefheart. And Sun Ra. But what would you say, Michael? We tried it, we do what?
They'd probably appreciate themselves more if they knew what you knew,
yeah.
Now, Bob.
Yeah, and like Wavy Gravy came here a couple of years ago, and after, that was the night Joan Baez came, right, Carol? I think it was Joan Baez and that guy who sings Jackson Browne. Anyways, the old guard of the 60s that the Maui residents all lived and grew up with. A very strong hippie thing here. And
Emmett Kelly.
Was he the guy with the diggers? No.
Yeah.
But I know that name in some context back then. Anyways, so Michael, I got talking to Wavy Gravy after, and I was waiting for Joan Baez to come out. I was going to confront her about her relationship with Bob Dylan, but she wouldn't come out. She knew people paid to talk to Joan Baez, and she wouldn't come out. The dark soul, she knew. So,
she knew there was another Bob there.
Yeah, she knew the real Bob Dylan was there. And so, Dylan would be interested in this stuff. He's probably actually hearing it. He's pretty observant. He sneaks
He'll
around.
He'll make a song about it. Go read the Book of the Dead and don't say the word. And we can do what we want to do. Because the dead don't say dead. Oh, damn. Now, wait a minute. Do we have to take off original music, Bob?
Yeah.
That was original.
Yeah.
We don't have to pay for that. They got to pay us for that. There we go. Archive it, Bill. Archive it. Get a license. Archive it.
But the, so talking to Wavy Gravy, it was hard to get him to focus. I mean, they're all spaced out, you know, like they live in the image they think these other hippies have of themselves. So they can't see Bob. So I try to.
Bob, they live in flashbacks.
Yeah, they live in flashbacks. So
yeah.
I was going, Kill Ugly Radio. Didn't do nothing. I said the Beanie Mr. Massage didn't do nothing. I was trying to MK Ultra defrag him. And he couldn't respond. He just kept smiling and saying, oh, what a great show it was. And it wasn't a good show. It was horrible. Anyways, we bumped into him.
There's Bob.
I feel sorry.
Arguing for his limitations. There's Bob. Arguing for his limitations again.
Basically, Michael, my encounter of all these people 50 years later, I see I was the hidden ground. I'm the only one fucking awake or conscious. They are not there anymore. I am here, ready to continue the mythology or enhance what they thought they were doing, but they can't register me.
Did you ever encounter the Grateful Dead people, Bob, in any way?
I don't think so.
Yes, you have.
I didn't like them.
The deadhead, you most certainly
I didn't like the San Francisco scene, Michael. I liked the L.A.
scene.
Zappa, and that was a better place to be. The Grateful Dead, they all got lazy and just did their stupid endless tour like Dylan did.
Wishwash music.
Yeah. And like when you
the deadhead,
I went to a Dylan
with
concert.
With a deadhead sticker on a Cadillac.
Yeah. And when I went to the Dylan concert in Ottawa in July 2017, holy shit, was it bad. It was so bad, I don't even know what it was. It was ridiculous. But when you go see a Zappa thing, holy fuck, that's fucking real. You know, there's ongoing creativity. He did. Of course, I hadn't met Ellie Face. What's her name? Vicky Vustel? Vestal. I hadn't met her. Be Best, I hadn't done that yet. So, you know, maybe if I'd met Bessel Goodman back then, I'd be mayor of Georgia now, mayor of Atlanta. But anyways, I got Zappa.
I had another sexual affair with Dottie Rambo.
She got fucking crippled. I'm the reason she got crippled.
She was too fragile for that iron.
Damn.
Yeah, but the as we talk, I'm missing the music. We better stop this. This is a drag. We can't play. I'd love to play some music right now, but we can't. Until they fucking respond to our letter. But the...
We can have Kelly read some poetry, Michael. I like to think
of I am an incredible human con man, and this is the most inventive thing. He could take the damn vegetable book of the dead and fit it into Bob's life, no matter what it fucking says. That's pretty incredible, imaginative interpretation. You know, and
no,
I like to do it that way, but it's duller
it's really
than that,
Jackie
Michael.
Robinson.
Fucking
it's
Iron
really
wrote this
tribute.
Fucking thing. It's just
really
straightforward.
It's really
it's
a tribute
over
to Jackie
hour speak.
It's really a tribute to Jackie Robinson, not Bob. It's Jackie Robinson. We're just going to morph it. Jackie Robinson into Bob for the gay
1948.
Side. Be good.
1948. Jackie Robinson. That's about his big year when he broke through into the White League. Yes. So, but, what were you saying, Michael?
I was going to say that if iron can get us talking and thinking about a dot for hours, then, we can get into anything, Bob.
Yes, will you hear about the dot on my private session? I don't think it was in the first hour, was it?
There was some, yeah.
Oh, maybe it was in there. Did you catch what it said?
No, I think we have to wait for your second session for the dot, Bob.
Okay. You'll be surprised at what it is. Anyways, I'm enjoying the sweep of the Book of the Dead. It sweeps right into my backyard, so I like that.
I'm wondering if events to come will cause us to look back at it, to go back and reconsider it, Bob.
We've addressed the rear view mirror syndrome, have we not?
Yeah.
Yes, but what do you mean to reconsider it? We're considering it now as Ian does it. Well, we can go back and hear a lot.
Yes, but for many, the dead have not set up yet, and so we don't have to deal with it quite yet. But there might come a time when we will have to go and review everything Carolyn said to figure out how to deal with all these dead people sitting up around us.
Yes. Yes. I might even have to learn the keys and airs.
Yeah, you might, Bob.
while he's paying somebody to do the OA movements for him.
Yes.
That's right. I'll get a robot for that. That's right. Oh, I don't have to learn them then. Their robots will do it, right? Okay, so shall we open the... We're finished, right? Let's see if anybody else wants to say something. Thank you, Michael, for your contributions.
All participants are now unmuted.
Anybody else want to say something? See, that's Scott's noise, but anybody else want to talk? Throat Man.
Is he murdering something, Bob? Is he killing something?
Yeah.
He's got to shut the door. He's got somebody trapped in the basement, and he's got to shut the door to muffle it because it sounds so fantastic crap. That's what the fan's for, is to muffle it so you don't hear the blood-curdling screams from the thing that he's got trapped down in the basement. Ooh, this is getting good. That's why we fuck with him. He's not mild. He's wild, Bob. He's wild. This guy is wild.
Okay, so we got Gene, Linda.
Did you hear that blood curdling scream?
Yeah, I did. Brent and Beverly and Greg and Ginny and Scott and then Michael and then Dennis. So does anybody want to say anything?
Well, this is Denny.
Okay, Denny. Talking about the Book of the Dead.
Yes, I was happy to see that the Ted of Gold was the drops.
Yes.
And the Ted of the other one was Remag, so that, that brought us up to a little more interesting point.
Yes.
The dead, I probably, the dead right now, I'd probably want to shoot them.
Okay, here's a question, Ion. Do the famous overseers of the Giza Museum, the Giza Pyramids, they have the Ministry of Egyptian Antiquities and that. Are they aware of what we're saying? Are they listening to this Book of the Dead?
Yeah. The sinister ministers. That's why they had to fall. You lost all of Egypt because of this. Before this could be done, they were in charge and in power. Well, Pharaoh had to fall before this could come out. Unearth it. You'll never put the capstones back on the pyramids as long as Egypt was in charge. And so now, all of Egypt has but fallen.
Wow.
It's worse. It's worse than the library at Alexandria.
Right. Now, they just heard that. What do they think about that? Or it doesn't matter. They're all starving anyways. So
they're done. They're starving. They've lost their foolishness. Yeah. they're starved to death. They don't care. They don't care about the religion, Bob. Their guts tell them that they're starving to death.
Yeah, Michael, when I was, or anybody else listening, when I spoke at the Mesquite, Nevada UFO convention in August 99, there was a guy there who was well known for sneaking into the pyramids for years, and the bureaucrats knew about him, and they would chase him, and he did all the stuff, and he would occasionally come and speak at their conferences. So I heard all about the main Egyptian bureaucrats there from Larry in all the details. So now I know why I heard it, because I was going to topple it. So I got the briefing from the main enemy, the main nuisance of Larry running around in the sneaking into the pyramids and getting banned all the time.
Yeah, that's probably the last thing Egypt had going for it, Bob, was tourism. And once COVID was took that away, there's just nothing there for
What the fuck are you talking about? Egypt fell when Mubarak was killed. That you couldn't go there because they would shoot you in the face. What about no virus? Egypt's done long ago.
Yeah, that was 20... No, Mubarak, he just escaped. He's not dead.
Oh, no, he's dead.
Oh, there's the old O. See, Michael? Oh, I have to go.
O. O.
O. O.
No, they killed him dead as a sack of hammers.
I have to look it up and see if... they say that in our trusty, the real archives, Wiki. They know what they're talking about. They're not bullshitting like us.
Wait a minute. We can put that in there in just a second. Give us a minute.
No problem. It was a race. I was trying to get there. You're fucking right. He just put it. I saw it go in. Look at it. He put February 25th, 2020. It just happened a couple of weeks ago. Wow, that was fast. I saw it pop in down.
We're not as good once as we once was, but we're as good once as we ever was, Bob, so just so you know.
Yeah, so did they, let's see, when did, let's see if they explain how he died. They don't seem to go into much detail about it. Lead poisoning, Ion?
The cancer got him.
Right, but you used the metaphor they blew his head off or something, you know, a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
That was just a metaphor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Denny, you wanted to say something more?
No, so I'll wait for another time. That's all I wanted to say about the Egyptian Book of the Dead. I'll just, you know, as we get near the end, it picks out some things that are quite interesting.
You're saying that you'll have more to say later.
Well, but not about the...
Book of the Dead. He wants a turn later. He's going to get one because we got some stuff to tell him.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that'll be great.
So you're going... You mean later tonight? You are going to get a slot. If the Stone Bridge holds.
Okay.
Did you say
thank
slice?
You guys.
You going to get a slice? What was the word?
A slot.
A slot.
Tonight.
Okay. Yeah.
If okay, Turbo Bridge holds.
Okay, who's saying that?
Gene.
Yeah, I thought it was a different voice.
Go ahead.
How much are you shingled? Oh, can't do shingles. You got to do Book of the Dead right now.
Yeah.
Right. But I can't answer that. But that is not related to the Book of the Dead. Remind me what a tet is. T-E-T.
Oh, it's like a group word that describes a vessel, an amount, a condition, a amount of wind. It's like a pinch of salt, a tet of salt, or a tet of a. I'm going to take a copper bathtub and have a tet of hot water in it.
Got it. Okay.
So that's how they use it now. It's slang, but the Greek got involved in this transcription, and that's when everything gets lost. That's why things are spelled crazy and funny, because it's all Greek to Bob.
Yep. Okay. All right. Okay. A tet of gold and tet of carnelian. You said it. Is the Ankamu flower a rose?
No. It's not a rose. But there are three amino acids, though.
I know. But it sounded like maybe something was going to be made or there was going to be further discussion in the Thursday sessions. You said it sounded like a formula. So I thought I'd just pick at that a little bit and see if...
Well, what did we say?
Something more to say.
What did we say that we just said?
That there's three amino acids, which is...
Right, good. Okay, good.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it there.
And you know, one of them's lysine based, and you know, one of them is rose based. And so that's two. So, looking for a third, are you?
Looking for a third. Is the third developed from the Ankamu flower?
Oh, well, we can't talk about that. We'll see about that on Thursday.
Okay. All right. Okay, you and Carolyn and Bob and JW. We'll see about that on Thursday.
But thanks for asking, though. It's good. You're so perceptive how you picked right up on that, though, Gene. That's amazing.
Well, thanks for answering. Now, did you also say?
And Bob said we're good for nothing. That's what Bob said.
Oh, he's just making fun.
He's not making fun. He's having fun. He doesn't make fun. He has fun at everyone else's expense.
Yes. And those of us that are the expense have a fun time, too. We have a pretty good time, Bob.
That's true.
Yes.
It is funny. It's funny. And sometimes it's punny. Sometimes the pun extrudes the fun sometimes, and then sometimes not so much. But... it's the way you have to wick the attention to the detail is important. Otherwise, you're going to miss the obvious.
I know.
So you got to be able to pull these together. These are different scenarios telling you what's up and then telling you what to do with what's up, how to deal with it.
Okay. All right, so the soul, the meaning of the soul in the Book of the Dead, is that the same as what you've said before, that it's the recorder?
Uh-huh.
Yes?
It is.
All right.
Yes.
Now, and if your soul is rotten, you said it's the connection of the inside-outside part. If your soul is rotten, blah, 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 I didn't get the rest of that. You had to be able to adjudicate the position to be able to live a godlike life. So right. Does that mean that
the rotten soul is all those things that you wanted to do that you didn't do, that you didn't get done? Mm-hmm. Too many of those will rot you because it's too much again you. Too much again you. You should have more done than undone.
Well, isn't there a purification process? Can you unrotten your soul?
What the hell does that mean? Those are pretty words. What are you talking about?
A recorder. You can erase things in a recording, man.
Oh, really? Uh-uh. Not in the soul, you can't. That's why the scripture is talking about the judgment seat.
Right.
Yeah, you're getting at it. You're getting at it. Oh, you're saying right, but you said you can change it. So it ain't right that it's marked in stone, as it were, and that you can change it. Both aren't right. The soul marks it done or not done. Done or not done. Not good or bad. There's no good or bad. That's relative. Done or undone.
And isn't that an ongoing process? To do and undo?
Unless the soul gets rotten. Unless you get caught in the rectum of Kurt Netter and got more undone than you got done.
Well, that in itself is a judgment, to declare that I've got more undone than done, and therefore my soul is
right. That's what the soul does. That is the judgment. You remember in Revelation, there was a little thing they did some time ago called Revelation Revealed.
Yeah.
The damnest thing. They got a little section in there about the vile judgment.
Yeah. Yeah.
They go laterally. Those apply specifically to, and also and even to the Book of the Dead.
Okay. Those judgments.
Don't say it like that. Say it if it's applied the same way. Because sometimes the words are not perfect. And if you get us curdling up to agree into that conditioned repose that responds to this thing, the blah, 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 then it becomes a mess. So we can't do that. What we got to do? Oh, tell Roxy, don't worry, that the Berlin brothels have opened back up. Tell her it's going to be okay, Bob. Call Roxy. It's her time to be on. Call her and tell her that it's going to be okay because the brothels in Berlin have opened.
Okay. Thank you.
So that's important. We have been worried about that.
This is Denny. May I interject just one thought that came back to me about the Ted of Gold?
Yes.
In that Ted of Gold, are the dead going to partake of the drops? And the magnesium?
No, you don't. No. You put it on their neck in a vessel. Remember the words? Do you remember the words?
Well,
you lay them out, but don't let them cut their head off. You lay it on the dead person's neck at their funeral.
Okay. But these are dead people that have been dead for a long time and have come back to...
Not necessarily. How long is a long time?
Well,
a long time.
Well, you got me there, so I don't know how long. I think how long might be a time.
We don't either. Maybe. So long. One hung low? Mm-hmm. We know that one.
Yeah. I do too. Okay, excuse me about that.
No, it's okay. That's a good question. Hey, he's actually... Hey, everybody. Denny's, unlike y'all, Denny's listening. There, that's what you need to hear. Denny is listening. It's good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Correct. Okay, so let's see who else people have come. Did you want to say something, Nan?
I missed today's reading.
Okay, forget it.
We did too.
We still doing a G. You got something to say about the Egyptian Book of the Dead?
Yeah. Now, there's dead walking around. And it says that you're in your meat sack body or you're not, but you're still alive. You're eternal.
Yeah.
And then if you're going to be brought back from the dead, you need your court reporter, the soul.
Right. Good. Perfect. That's good.
But
for somebody who missed it, you're doing pretty good. For somebody who missed it, you're doing pretty good, darling.
Yeah. But how does one lose a soul?
You like Bob, you get tangled up with something and you get lost in space. Have you ever had so much to drink that you woke up somewhere and you don't know how you got there?
No.
Oh,
but I've heard
you should try that. If you do that, it's like a blackout. Oh God, we can't say blackout. Damn. Jesus. So he's got us messed up. The censors are going to be on us again. They're already on Bob now. This is just terrible. This is despicable. You. So what we got to do is we got to clean this back up. It becomes a marker place where you can separate yourself from the doer. Being doers of the word, you can drop that off. But the soul never dies, mm-hmm. but you can drop it off. You can separate. Now, people who enjoy, like, the three faces of Eve, you remember Sally Field? We just love Sally Field. She was the flying nun, too. Remember the flying nun?
Right.
She wasn't on the courtship of Eddie's father, though, but she was on the flying nun. And the three faces of Eve. And then she had all these different personalities. Would that be multiple souls or the mm-hmm. same soul keeping track of three different people? See?
Mm-hmm.
Which way? So a needle pulling thread, you have to sort that out. Are they that, do they have that much capacity? Maybe. It's pretty interesting to see how you would canonicalize the soul issue with someone who suffers from or benefits from a multi-personality disorder. Interesting, isn't it?
Okay, thank you, Nan. Very good.
Okay, thank you.
Did we find out what the soul can be dropped off if you come back? Is that what he said?
Yeah. No, we told how to lose it, like when you had too much to drink and you don't, you know, you do it all the time, Bob, where you wake up, you don't know where you are and you don't know how you got there.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. I OD'd on apples or something. Some help.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Let me tell you what he was doing. He had like 9 pounds of apple seeds trying to make enough arsenic to off himself, and he couldn't get the seeds to stay there. He kept throwing them up. He got them tangled up in his coffee enema. There's arsenic in them apple seeds, but he couldn't get it out for some reason. It just gave him bad gas, and we don't put up with bad smells.
I had to go stay at a hotel.
Bad smells.
What was it about the soul?
Dead people.
Did Nan start off saying that these dead people have to acquire a soul? Is that what you said, Nan?
We don't know, Bob. She didn't even listen. She don't know. What did she know?
No, she said that. Is that what you said, Nan? Do you remember?
Yes, they're dead walking around. I mean, you're dead walking around, and you're in your meat sack, or you're not, but you're still eternal. You need your court reporter, which is the scribe, and... so I wanted to know how one loses a soul. And you can have a soul, but you can't have a soul without the hara. I don't understand that.
Okay, well, your phone's lousy. I don't know what you've been saying. Were you asking, what does a dead person do with a soul? That was your question.
How does one lose the soul? Yes.
Oh, when you die, you lose the soul.
But you could be dead walking around.
Well, that's when you've come back. Did you pick up the soul that was around the physical, lurking, when you came back? That should be your question. Did you ask that?
No, that's a good question. Ion?
Yeah, that is the question.
Do you pick up the soul, Ion?
Do we pick up
back?
The soul?
Those guys with the chainsaws in the Toronto Beach, Cherry Beach, they picked up their soul when they came back.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Okay. Let's deal with it later. Thank you very much, Nan. I'll just give you a couple more points here. Did you want to say something, Sean, about this?
Oh, Scott's muted. He's about to have a nervous breakdown.
I know. We're going to get to Scott. We're going to get to Scott.
No, wait. We were trying to get it unmuted so you could hear that. You could hear the bitch in the basement scream one more time.
We're getting to you, Scott. Just get everything turned off. Sean, do you have something to say about the book of the
Kick
day?
Kick him in the head, Scott. Kick him in the head. Make the bitch
scream. Finish her off, Scott. Finish her off and bury her in some form.
No, he won't have nothing to play with tomorrow if we do that, Bobby.
Okay, Sean, are you trying to say something, Sean?
Rabbit,
yeah, I've got a question, thanks.
Here's somebody, Ian.
Hey, Ian. Hey, okay. Bob. You said the capacity of the soul, is it multiple souls or the same soul keeping track of three people? So, or which one is it?
Well, we said both. We asked the question, we posed it in the form of a question as well. What do you do with people who have multiple personalities?
Personality.
What do you do with them?
Hey, Sean,
are they multiple
in eternity,
people?
There's going to be both in eternity. You must always remember that. That answers all questions. If you're wondering whether this happened or that happened, in eternity, everything happens. So you don't have to make a choice.
Brilliant.
And seeing it's gotten into a point, we're very definitive about what is because we've already done this. But now, as you see what's happening, the more and more and more y'all keep putting power into the tech body, this has to do with the Book of the Dead, so don't judge us. We got this, Bob. You can relax. It's going to be okay. The Book of the Dead, what happens is the more power you start pumping into the tech body, then that affects how the Book of the Dead applies, and it also enters into a condition of probability into what's happening. You're going, now this turns into a whole nother thing, you see. And then the next thing you know, it's Chewbacca for president. And you're like, what? You can't have Chewbacca for president. But if you keep giving power to the tech body, then guess what? Uh-huh. It's possible because you're changing, you're giving it so much power that those powers become a Bob's word, Trump Leo, in the condition, into the condition, you see.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome, darling.
Okay, Robin, do you have a question about Egyptian Book of the Dead?
It's too hot. She can't do it, Bob.
Have you got a question about the Egyptian Book of the Dead, Robin? Are you trying to get in?
It's too hot. She can't do it. She's got to collect herself.
Oh,
it is. She told you.
Right.
No, sorry, kid. Sorry. No.
Yay.
I was on mute. I muted myself. I'm sorry. I'm
well,
unmuted.
How come you can't know that? Why it takes you so long to figure out you're on mute?
I will tell you because I'm on the phone in the background, and then I look at the chat line in the screen on my telephone. Okay, I can't see both. I keep it muted because I never expect to be called on because I never call the officer.
Oh,
right. So you can't see. You can't see, but you can hear us.
I can hear the myself by rote. So,
yeah.
No, my question was that I said while I was muted, do ascended or ascending people pay any attention to the dead? And do they use the Egyptian Book of the Dead at all? Or do
they
play with dead people, or do they just move on and ignore them?
Both.
Okay.
Look, consider it all. In a happy placement of stasis.
Ascended people consider everyone in a happy place of stasis?
Yeah, they can see it. See, we see you as an ascended God. We just can't seem to convince you of it yet. But we see you that way. Because that's the way you are to us.
Yeah.
Now, if we can convince you, we win. But if not, then you got to wait. But it's all good, because more times than not, you can. So, good. So.
Okay, because the basic underlying tenet of the questions that I've been formulating and pondering have to do with the actions and beingness of ascending people, and whether and how they operate in all of the conditions. And I know ascending is different from ascending in the continuing on to it, and ascend dead are two different things, and they operate in different ways.
Well, they're two different aspects of maybe the same thing.
Okay.
You see. You maybe.
All right.
That's the part you're not sure. Maybe. And your words are sound. Your words are sound. It's just you can't discount it because it doesn't work every single time, every single time. So that's when we go, wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because if it doesn't, then the next thing you know, everything is subject to getting sidebarred.
Yeah. Oops. I'm going to raise my windows so that you don't hear the... I'm at the ocean watching the sunset. It's cooler. Thank you.
Nice.
Hey, Robin, you say you can't watch the chat line and see your mute screen at the same time. Is that what you were saying?
Well, I just have mute. Mute is either on or off. And I have it on automatically so that if you ever unmute me and I've got background noise, you don't hear it. So that when you call me and unmute me, I push the mute button. It's like self-muting. So I it's on automatically. So since it's on and I hardly ever talk, I don't think about it. So
when I called you, you forgot you were on mute.
Right, and I started talking immediately.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. Other questions, we'll get back to you later. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
So then we're left.
We cleaned up the tavern on the green, too, by the way. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry you thought I was shitty. You didn't reply to my comment on the chat line.
Yes, we did.
And it was asked.
Yes, we did.
No,
we just didn't do it on the chat line. We didn't do it on the chat line.
Oh, well, then I'll
hear it
somewhere. Okay.
Your kid always catches up.
Yeah, because tailgate was finished, so.
Correct.
I don't think she'll hear it. I muted that part. Oh, that's got edited. That was private session.
I heard it all.
Well, no, you didn't hear it. I haven't played it yet. Well,
on your private session. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the new one coming.
Okay.
There was a whole bunch of stuff I was saying about everybody. I said, nah, they can't take this.
No.
So
stuff. He almost said shit. He almost said shit. That is how he's being all proper.
Yes.
He's being all proper. Now that the alphabet people are chasing him, he's being all proper.
Yes.
No, Ion says nigger. We don't say nigger. We never say nigger.
No.
You'll never catch us saying nigger. Every time we do, you won't hear us.
I was just complaining about shitty. I mean, I can be snotty and I can be snobbish, but shitty not usually.
Right.
Okay.
Typically, that's
enough
right.
Said.
Typically, that's right.
Talk to you later.
Good.
Yeah.
Happy day.
Now,
now
there's Scott. No sound, so that's good, Scott. Well, a little bit. We'll start talking.
Am I shitty?
No, you're doing great. Hey, you're doing great. Hey, what have you used? You should get some propofol. Propofol will kill. They won't make all them screaming noises if you've got them anesthetized properly.
Okay, well, before he addresses, he wrote way back when I was playing the private session when we were talking about you were recommending, no, do not get your kids to read. Do not read. Yeah. Do not teach them. And you said, except phonetic inferences or something like that. What are phonetic inferences?
Oh, like the way Carolyn sees things and says it. And if it's not something she uses all the time, it can throw her. Well, reading, riding a bicycle, fucking, eating, going to the bathroom, those become autonomic responses after a little while. Even if it's in a strange toilet, you can still figure it out how to do it. You see? And so that response can be the phonetic slang that's now becoming wiggles. What are those? Ibit? those wingdings. You can act,
emojis.
Well, no, you can. Well, you can speak in wingdings. There's a whole language of wingdings. So you can.
Yeah, but
that.
I don't know what you're saying. But is when you had that phrase phonetic inference disorder, was that had something to do with phonetics of speech or writing?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, so, it doesn't have to be writing because we're saying don't write. So how can it be about writing if we say
so what are phonetic inferences? And you say they're automatic robots.
That's what it is.
What's Cardi B?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You mean phatic
Cardi
stuff.
B.
That's
Cardi
phatic. That's phatic. Or the verbum. McClung called it the verbum, V-E-R-B-U-M. Okay, so here's what Scott wrote. This is one of Ion's therapeutic distortions. He's quoting that. I don't know where that comes from. He says, there's nothing wrong with being literate as long as it's not the foundation of culture. In fact, after something has become obsolete, there's usually more of it. That's McLuhan's definition of obsolescence. It's not the usual obsolete, it's gone. No, when McLuhan says something's obsolete, it's not constitutive, it's not shaping anything, but there's a lot more of it because it's harmless. So he says, in fact, after something has become obsolete, like books, there's usually more of it. So literacy is not going to disappear. Quite the contrary, people in an ESP-based culture will be more literate. How do you respond to that, Ion? Do you agree with him?
Okay. The only way we agree with him is the point to say that the reason they become more literate is because they're arguing against the lack of literacy. They're arguing and pushing against something does make more of it. Doesn't mean it's better. Like screaming about the protesters rioting makes them riot more. I can just say,
right.
It's your town, burn it down. Do what you want to. Don't show it, don't play it, don't do it. And the second they're not on the TV making white people be dead while Black Lives Matter, then all of a sudden there's nothing left. There's nothing to do.
That's exactly what McLuhan, he used to go around to governments and when they got terrorists hijacked and all that, he said just I have no coverage. I agree. You're agreeing with McLuhan there. So,
I agree with McLuhan's daddy more than I agree with McLuhan.
Yeah. All right. Now, is what is this? But I got from your talk that the dropping of books is inevitable, and there won't be any reading, and older people. Other than maybe millennials and younger, do not understand
we're
how
sorry.
Books should go.
We're
oh,
sorry.
Listen.
We're sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Are we still talking about the
point.
Book of the Dead?
Yeah,
are we still
yeah.
Talking about
right.
The Book
yes.
Of the Dead?
Yeah, we are. Yes, we are. So,
oh, okay.
So,
just wanted to make
people,
sure we're on topic.
Yeah, that's right. You're right, Ion. We're still talking about it. So these people, the younger people, they don't need books, they think. The older people, they can't believe books will be completely disappeared. But you're saying that, aren't you, Ion? It's all going to disappear
yes.
Completely.
Yes. Yes. And look, here's the proof. And McLuhan didn't say this, that the tech body was going to absorb every book. Ask Carolyn how many books she has on her Kindle. Ask Carolyn how many she has.
She has thousands.
She didn't even have to. And now she doesn't.
Yeah, but she reads. She reads a lot. She reads. She's always reading.
Good. Congratulations. But the books ain't there no more.
Oh, so you're talking. So you're saying.
They're going to go.
See, look, there it is. We find out Ion is not a radical. People are going to read more. They just won't be using the hardcover books. That's all you're saying?
The Kindle
until,
is not a book.
Right.
Hold on, Michael.
And until that all goes away, the books are gone. You don't have to burn
until that all goes away, until what goes away, then the books are gone. See? Well, you don't know what that sentence refers to. Till what goes all away.
It rhymes with E.
No, it doesn't.
M-P.
Oh, okay. When the EMP happens, then there'll be no reading content, digital reading content, and there'll still be books out there.
Now, are there? Really? You've got two,
yeah.
But nobody else
yeah,
does.
Yeah, no, there'll be a few books out
everybody
there,
else,
but nobody reading them.
Everybody else
look.
Buys, everybody else buys French books that are leather-bound to fill up their bookshelves to make them look pretty. You'd put them in where you have to cover up your dead people in the library.
Yeah, but look, you're saying that when the EMP happens, the reading
all
of
gone.
Books will be gone. The Kindle version
well,
will
there
be
won't
gone.
Be any, there won't be anything to read. You can still read, but there won't be anything to read.
Well, there are books lying around. People will raid libraries or people's homes.
They're
but,
burning
they won't
them.
Be,
where's their book?
Oh, okay.
Hey, they go, the looters. Hey,
they're burning. You see how I adapts whatever's going on? He heard they're burning in California, so he just absorbs that in immediately.
Check this out. They can all riot. They can all go to the bookstore and riot the bookstore to steal the books so they can read and find out how silly it is to read from books stolen at the bookstore. Or they can go to the Bible store and get the fine linen paper that the Bible is printed on. They can take it and roll marijuana cigarettes with it because it's almost as thin as paper is rolling paper.
Yeah.
And they can roll a fatty. They can roll a fatty with John 3:16.
Okay.
And burn it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's try to retrace what the confusion you're laying out here. So the older people can't believe that books, hardcover books, will be gone. Okay, now people gradually see that. But let's call it reading. People will continue reading, but it'll be on Kindle.
Mm-hmm. For a minute.
Yeah, you don't mean reading's going away. Are you saying reading's going away?
There'll be nothing to read.
Right, but they'll be reading on Kindle until the EMP. Then they won't be able to read anymore. And that'll happen long enough. Yeah, and then they will never recover any reading material when our 5G fixes it?
No, because the generation, they're all passing away that even know how to write longhand. They don't even teach kids how to write anymore. They can't even write. You can't write a new book because they don't know how to write.
Okay, so some of the kids know how to read today, but it's fading out, and more people don't know how to read. And that's going to keep going, and then there'll be no books, but if they wanted to read on Kindle, until the EMP, a few of them will read because they learned how to read. But you're saying the majority of people what will they be doing instead of reading? Just fucking and talking?
And TikTok and Savage Love. That did somebody do.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that the only education for boys is to learn how to acquire fellatio or
engage. Success or failure will be based on your ability to engage in fellatio-based relationships.
Now, why will that dominate over the next 100 years?
Because the function is autonomic. And the autonomic system, and it gets a little bit based because you're going to kind of throw fidelity out the window, but it's kind of almost happened anyway. Because you can be married to somebody and have a happy relationship, and then meanwhile you're out dicking everything that'll be still. And be just as happy, 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 happy as you can be. You don't have to be necessarily, what do you call it? We don't know the word when you only sleep with one bitch.
Monogamous.
Monogamous. We can't even say that.
Monogamous.
But,
yeah,
I get it. Okay, you can try that. But anyway, there's less of that because it's kind of like the way dogs will go around and they smell everybody and it's just whoever's in heat can be bred kind of a thing. It's kind of like that position. Now, that's not being crude, but what you're looking at as far as this whole process goes, it's kind of what's happening. See, whether you're against it or not, you can shout at it, but it'll just make more of it, as McLuhan would say. So people are doing, you say, well, now wait, this is Mad Men. This is the way it's always been. Sleeping with flight attendants, stewardesses and stewards and all that stuff. It's always been like that. We go, no, not like that, because before there was a bit of a bad boy mentality, you see. But now what's happened is the bad boy mentality is gone. You can sleep with dogs now if you want to. Well, I'm a dog fucker. We still can't fuck goats. Now that hasn't gone mainstream yet, but dogs is okay. Dogs is all right.
Okay, you know, so chickens,
chicken fucker. There's a lot of chicken.
That Monica Lewinsky was avant-garde because she blew Clinton, and that was not sex, as Clinton said. He says, I did not have sex with her. That was the model for what you're talking about.
Correct. But then when she captured his DNA, the blue dress, and then presented the cigar that he used to make her happy, there's the rest of the story. All of a sudden you're having another conversation, you see. That's taboo. Today, that's a Me Too. And now Me Too's even gone. You see, now it's I'll do what I want to do. Fuck you, I'll do what I want to do. I was
so
happy.
How do... pre-puberty kids do this? When does the boy start learning fellatio?
Well, but see, the problem is now that the way that the children are maturing, they're starting to even cycle at 10 years old. They're starting to earlier and younger and younger and younger because of the TV age. It's forcing puberty to kick in earlier and earlier and earlier. They have to.
TV as a medium does that?
Apparently.
It alters the physiology, the biology of kids.
We agree.
Right. So, let's see. 10 years old, that's grade 5 and 6. So it's normal among the little kids when they have their parties that they fellatio each other. That's normal now.
Yeah, it's not so invasive otherwise.
Not so what?
Invasive.
All right. Okay, very good. Now, let's see if Scott wants to pick. This may not be part of the Book of the Dead, all that I just did. We'll see if Scott wants to talk about the Book of the Dead or something.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. They rules. No, back it.
Okay, so this will be part of the Book of the Dead.
Oh, talking about is books, and the Book of the Dead was a book, so we'll save your ass.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
We'll save
this will be the last. This is the last record of one of the last books. The Book of the Dead.
No, yours is the last book. Yours is the last book, Bob, if you ever write it, son of a bitch. You're sitting here complaining about reading and writing. You won't even finish your own damn book. That's ridiculous. He's sitting here arguing about how the day the music died, and he sat there with the whole orchestra and won't play anything with his two-cycle engine, trying to prove Zappa was a Dylan fan.
Okay. All right, Scott. You're on, Scott. Anything you want to say about the Book of the Dead?
Hi, it's about the...
What's her name? Hey, Scott, what's her name?
What's her name?
The one you just killed. The person you just killed.
No. The one that... She's not dead. The one that's captive in the lower chambers.
I don't know. Well... Actually, my downstairs neighbor is not there. She's taking care of a guy who's dying on the first floor. So I don't know who you would be talking
about. The plot.
Okay,
plot.
So Carolyn just said you're mistaking Carolyn and Ion. Carolyn's the one who made the noises that you thought were Scott. Related.
We were talking about
the screaming, the shrilling.
I think Carolyn was making. Carolyn saying she was doing the screaming.
We were making a fun for Scott because of his noises. We were giving validity to his Silence of the Lambs. Remarks.
Okay. All right. So it's a put on.
Yeah, it's fun. My downstairs bitch killed her, and she's trying to kill somebody else, and the dead guy's not here, and I'll get her. I got him, and I'm going to get her next, so it's all good. May hogs for everybody.
Okay, Scott.
Is that hog mall?
Talk a bit about the dead book or whatever.
No, yes, it is. Yes, hell, it is. Oh, no. Oh, hell, no. He's not
What are you talking about? No, I'm following the rules. No, I want you to shut up and let Scott speak for a minute.
as long as it's about the Book of the Dead.
Yeah, I was wondering about the Ankamu flowers.
Yes.
Hey, Scott, you shouldn't be so echoey. Hey, put your phone on or something. You're too, like, in a chamber. Oh, there's that chamber again.
The chamber is what we were talking about, Bob.
You're in a chamber, torture chamber.
He's in the chamber. He's in the chamber, yeah. And she's not screaming because she's...
I ordered new headphones and microphones, so they should be here in the next
few minutes. Okay. All right, thank you.
This is temporary. But at any rate, I was thinking, like, the Ankh is like a cross with a circle at the top.
An Ankamu
flower would be like the cross and the crown. So the flower...
Why would it be like that?
Because the circle at the top is the crown. And it's the crown chakra, and it's the rings in the 14th
chromosome 14.
Yeah, okay. So those are the rings, so I call it the cross and the crown, which, of course, was the emblem of... That was Mary Baker Eddy's sort of logo, so I'm pretty familiar with that.
Off. He dropped off again.
He dropped off a sentence. But let me say this. I was going to bring up the chromosome 14. Is that got anything to do with the Ankh? Did Scott just address that? What are you guys saying about chromosome 14 in relation to these two symbols? Ion, are you saying something about that?
What? No.
Okay, he's talking about the Ankh. Is there any reference to the chromosome 14, the arms and rings, in the Ankh symbol?
Yeah, that's what it stands for. We did that 1,000 years ago.
Okay, so you got that, Scott? It's a symbol of chromosome 14. Okay, you got that?
Yeah, and I was saying that it's also a symbol of healing because it was Mary Baker Eddy's logo. In, you know, science and health and the Christian Science religion, their symbol is a cross and a crown. Or the crown covering the cross.
And that's so, connected to the Ankh?
Well, that's what I was thinking, that it was some kind of a, maybe Ms. Seti didn't know that, but it was some kind of a symbol, it's like coming through. The whole idea is that the living humans are perfect, but they think they're imperfect because of sin and because of judgment and less than and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of this sort of fits into the Christian Science way of looking at things. And the idea was you're supposed to see other people as perfect, so that you can heal them of various things. So
okay, Scott. So that symbol that they use the Ankh, but you're saying there's this other symbol that refers to healing. You're not connecting that to chromosome 14.
Well, I am, but I they sure didn't.
Well, ask Ion.
That's what I'm asking, Ion, is that the real meaning of the cross and the crown, does it have to do with chromosome 14?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, but then the next question, but the next question, Scott, is did the Christian Science people who use this a symbol, the Ankh, and you're saying it overlapped with some flower thing, whatever the other
thing? They didn't use the Ankh, they used the cross and the crown.
Okay.
But I just see it as resembling the Ankh.
So now the question is, do Christian Science know that the cross and arm, or whatever you're saying, represented chromosome 14? I doubt if they knew that.
No, I know they didn't know that, because I grew up with Christian Science.
So what's your question about that second thing?
Well, it's about the symbolism of the notion that in the electrical era, we were slowly awakening to our potential, and so the history of various movements like the Christian Science movement and stuff sort of pre our formal cause evidence of what was going to happen in the future.
Okay, you did blip out for a second there, but okay, Ion, did the Christian Science symbol and other movements of, say, 100 years ago, responding to the electric renaissance, the electronaissance, I think is Eric McLuhan's term, were they picking up on what you would reveal and complete with their symbolism, these previous movements?
Okay, that's okay. That's not good, but it's okay.
Oh, okay, you're saying they were picking up on it. But what would you say Christian Science didn't get about healing? And we know you don't like the word healing. What did they miss? Scott's wondering, you know, we sound like Christian Science dogma. Well, how would you, I know we're not that, so what's the difference between us and Christian Science?
Oh, Christian Science tried to use the example of some of our definitive positions and make them into a religion. We don't use it as a religion or something as a tenet to follow. We're saying that's the reason why it is. Different
right.
than trying to make you believe something. It's just we don't care if you believe it or not. It's okay. We're just giving
it was too much for them to believe as a fact. They had to make it almost like a theory or something special, a special way to think.
Correct.
So you getting that, Scott?
Yeah, that's sort of what I figured.
All right.
Good.
I figured that.
So,
now one other thing that's related to that is this also ultimately related to the lotus?
It's an example of how the lotus blooms.
Okay, because that would be the flower part of it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you just say?
The lotus blooms out of a cesspool, basically. It blooms above the water, and the water can be like filthy and stuff like that. But the lotus blooms above it. So when it talks about the Ankama flowers, I'm suggesting that it's an oblique reference to the lotus.
Because they float above? Do those flowers float above?
Well, the Ankh has a flower or a crown above a cross. So the cross is the part that's below that represents the little man or the division between the little man and the ascended man. And the circle at the top of the Ankh is the lotus flower. That's sort of the way I perceive it.
Okay, so...
Is that correct?
Good enough. Yeah, but and the problem is you're dealing with another thing, not the cross and arms, which is the actual symbol for chromosome 14. Mm-hmm. Just deal with that, whether someone came up with something close or not. So Ian, you said Jesus knew what the about the cross and arms, and that's what the cross was. Did Jesus or any of Jesus wear a cross? Or that came in later with the organization?
No, Bob, the cross is what they did to Jesus. They hung him on a cross.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't wear a cross. He was the cross wore him, Bob. The cross.
Right.
Wore him.
Now here's what I was. But wait a minute. He knew about chromosome 14. So did he wear the Ankh?
No, he did not.
That was only in Egyptian culture? Hold on, Scott. That was only in Egyptian culture?
No, no, there's many other cultures, but that didn't apply.
They did not refer to chromosome 14 with it.
Yes, they did, but Jesus didn't.
All right, but the people that were referring to chromosome 14, did they know about it the way we know about it?
Not quite the same way, but close. They had notions. That's where this Monty Python world comes from, Bob, that you so love.
Yeah, the Monty Python is more accurate about it, the way it actually
was.
It's
cultural appropriation is all it is. They just appropriated the...
Well, no, yes. Okay. They had it. What did it represent for them, the chromosome 14 cross? I mean, if they didn't know... Did they know about genetics and the DNA spiral?
Well, we say no because y'all don't either. We've been telling you about it forever now, and y'all still don't know it, so they sure didn't know it.
All right. So where did the symbol come from? Early Coathanite culture, like way back at the beginning of the fall. There was
at least, if not before, okay. Day before is there's just the day before tomorrow.
Right. So Scott's saying it's cultural appropriation. That's just communication among cultures. That's all it was.
It might be misappropriations, mightn't it?
Yeah. Okay, Scott, I'm finished. Did you want to say any more about that?
No, I'm done.
Okay, so let's end the conversation.
You should get a new bone saw, Scott. It'll make your work so much cleaner.
Okay.
The shit
right.
You're working with is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Bone saw. Okay. All right. I think it's a. If she's listening, I think Sue Bone should call in and not talk about herself and ask some knowledge.
She can't. Let's talk about Bob. Let's don't talk about yourself. Let's talk only about Bob. That's all we talk about.
Well, okay. Knowledge. Bob
and
knowledge go together.
Bob or Garrett Dean.
I'm not asking for that.
Anything else is taboo.
All knowledge does come back to me. Oh, Scott.
Yeah, don't.
Did you notice what I did on New Explorations? I started posting Cameron quotes from 99 99, way back there. Did you see those?
No, I haven't seen those yet.
Yeah, so look for them. I just posted them. Adam appreciated it. But I'm going to post stuff from the old McLuhan list, interesting stuff by interesting people. So it's going to be a new feature there where I post McLuhan letters on Alex Kuska's place. And I'm posting these great dialogues, 20 years ago on the McLuhan list, only on Adam. So if Alex wants to see it, he's going to have to rejoin and come over to Adam's New Explorations growth.